Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Now, I like speaking to anyone who's got a passion about anything, and Mike Clark is certainly one of those people. For more than 30 years, he's helped organise the traditional boat weekend in Peel, but in 2024, the committee decided it couldn't continue. It wasn't until earlier this month, however, that Mike put out a statement on the matter. It said, after a long run of 33 years, the Peel traditional boat weekend is no more. Myself and my colleagues on the committee had served for a greater part of those years, and we had run out of steam. Coupled with this, smaller and smaller attendances after boat fell victim to old age or neglect. Attempts to find new committee members who would continue to serve the ethos of our event bore no fruit, so we decided to close the doors. Peel Sailing and Cruising Club are now running a new event for all boat owners. That's the Peel Sea Fest, taking place on the last weekend in July. He ends, "We wish all former attendees and friends good sailing and fair winds." Well, after that statement, I caught up with Mike to hear some of his memories and highlights from the traditional boat weekend.
Well, what triggered it was the fact that I sort of managed that Facebook profile, and I was noticing still quite a lot of traffic going through it. And it occurred to me just spontaneously that we'd never actually told the public that the event was finished. So I thought just a wrapping up message might be helpful to people who may be expecting another actual event to happen. Yeah. Mm. So I posted it, and I'm amazed at the response, to be honest with you. I was expecting nothing, really.
Mm. I was going to say, you mentioned, obviously, of course, this is for some people, this has been common knowledge for some time, but for many, I suppose it would have been the first time seeing that confirmation. Did you expect that response? And there was, like say, the messages were obviously very kind and saying they would miss the event.
Yeah, no, I didn't expect it. And yes, the messages were lovely and kind. And I think the event was organised primarily to foster camaraderie between the owners of these boats at a time when they were more and more difficult to look after. And, you know, often people were, myself, I was the only person in Laxey Sailing Club at the time when the event started that had a wooden boat. And all the other owners thought I was nuts because I'd spent twice as much or three times as much time looking after it as they did. But the point is that that particular boat was, I don't know, 50 or 60 years old at the time. And I just felt it was something that should be, you know, looked after and nurtured for the future, because as we go forward, the skills to build and look after wooden boats are rarer and rarer. And the skills in ordinary people that haven't been trained are fewer and far between.
When we say the phrase traditional boat weekend, explain to us what people would have seen out there in the water in Peel Bay.
Well, the rules for entry that we followed were either the boat was made entirely of wood, or the boat carried a traditional sailing rig, which is at least one four-sided sail in the normal working rig. And that would then allow any wooden boat, really, including plywood boats, or potentially modern replica traditional boats with a four-sided sails and a working and a gaff rig or lug rig. And so those would have been our core business, you know. So the Peel Bay would have seen everything, really, from a square rigger that we chartered 30 years ago now, I suppose. HMS Rose came into Peel Breakwater for the weekend, and we organised business charters on her while she was here to offset the cost of bringing her. And that worked very well, but it was a bit of a risk for the committee personally, so we didn't tackle it again. We managed to pull it off that time. Mm. So from her through vessels, you know, we've had a number of slightly smaller square rig vessels, but our bread and butter entrance would have been gaff rigged yachts probably, or smaller working boats. The so-called Morecambe Bay prawners that were common up and down the east coast of England, particularly Morecambe Bay and Liverpool Bay, that fish for prawns dried out on the beach, prawns shoveled into the hold and then off to take them back to the harbour. But all kinds of boats. But I suppose the attraction of the event was that it was colourful, because often these boats carried tan sails and were often highly varnished. And so they were a spectacle, really. As I said to you earlier, the whole purpose behind it was to get these boats together, get the owners talking to each other, making friendships that would then allow them to share information and skills and materials. And I think for the time that the event ran, that was probably successful.
Yeah, an impressive sight, I'm sure. Each one, each ship, a design of its own, you know, unique as well. So
every one of them unique.
Yeah, it's almost it's that thing you were saying about skills as well. It's a sight, especially that's getting rarer and rarer. So, but again, this weekend a bit of fun as well, wasn't there? There was the quick building competition. So yeah. When did that come about? Has that always been a part of it?
No, it hasn't always been a part of it. There was one of these types of competition in the States. I subscribed to an American wooden boat magazine, or did, and it was talked about in there, a quick and dirty boat building competition, it was called. So you get a selection of materials and glue and so on, and you get 5 hours to build a boat.
Right.
And then you have to row this thing across the harbour, and some weird and wonderful designs came out of it. Some people loved that event and came back year after year with different designs. Mm-hmm. Some of them floated, some of them didn't.
Yeah, there's some great footage, I think, from Fenella Beach.
That's right.
Perhaps 2023, the last time it happened. And yeah, some successful, some not so much, I suppose.
Yeah. That particular part of the event is going to continue, I hope.
Great.
The organizer is trying to get some insurance coverage for it that is affordable. And I think he's having a little bit of difficulty at the moment, but it ran last year. And I think if he can get this cover, he'll run it this year. Because it was very popular, right? You're right. The crowds of people to watch
absolutely.
It happen.
Yeah, brilliant. Long may it continue as well. Going back 33 years, of course, what are some of your memorable highlights over that time?
Well, the HMS Rose was one of them. The year that we were host for the Old Gaffers Association bicentenary. Is it bicentenary? 50 years.
Yeah.
We had an entry, I think, of nearly 60 boats that year. Peel Harbour was crammed with boats. It was a wonderful experience. And we extended the event to 4 days to get to give people who travelled from a good distance away to time to enjoy the place. And that was wonderful. Really, it's just the variety of... You know, the fond memories are the variety of boats that attended. Just about every type of boat has attended at one time or another. Luggers and gaff rig boats, square riggers, everything. And we actually created a book a few years ago of a photograph of all the entrants we'd had so far, and spec of the boat, which sort of memorialised these boats. Sadly, many of them disappeared now. Mm-hmm. Many of them lost, gone, rotted.
Yeah, you mentioned that in the statement. It seems that boat after boat is falling victim to old age or neglect these days.
Well, the problem is, the core problem is that it's only the older people that seem interested in looking after these boats. And there isn't an interest from younger people, and I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because of the commitment that you make to it. So it's difficult to sell one of these boats now, unless they're particularly special. And so, Peel Harbour's got several that were entrants and have now just fallen apart and rotted on the side of the quay, or one by the old bridge out to Fenella Beach has just sunk at her moorings. And it's tragic, really, because that boat used to come year on year from Cumbria.
Sure. How do you think you could get more interest generated in this area, not just with the younger group, but anyone who's perhaps not sure? What's the future in this area?
Well, I'm not sure that there is a future. That's the sad thing, you know, because there aren't many people interested in learning the skills and partnering with perhaps an older person to look after a boat or whatever. I haven't seen any evidence of that. And so my fear is that they'll just disappear over time. And that would be a tragedy, really. Mm. You know, wooden boats have been around since the Stone Age, and methods of construction have refined over those years to sort of really bring us to the, what I suppose the 60s or 70s would have been the last time private yachts, anyway, would have been built in timber regularly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now it's hard to find. There are wooden boats being built, but very few.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think, just finally then, Mike, what do you think is generated your love for these wooden boats over the years? Where did it start for yourself?
I started sailing at school at the age of 11, and I loved it, sailing dinghies, racing dinghies. And once I left school, a close friend of mine who was a New Zealander who built and repaired boats and was working in Bristol, where I lived at the time, you know, we spent hours talking about these things, and he fostered the interest really in my, which caused me to buy my first boat, which was in about 1981. Mm-hmm. And I've never looked back really.
No.
There's something sort of unique about a wooden boat, the feel of the boat in the water, that the way the weight's distributed through the boat, I think makes a wooden boat more sea-kindly, easier motion in the water.
It must be very satisfying as well to know that you've maintained it with your own hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's another difference between a GRP boat and a wooden boat. A GRP boat, you know, once you cut a hole in the fiberglass to put a fitting in or a piece of equipment, you know, instrument or something, that you can't really get rid of that hole again.
No, no, that's true.
Whereas a wooden boat is easy to fix.
Right. If you have the know-how, yeah.
If you have the know-how, yeah. But it's made up of thousands, probably, of different bits of wood, as opposed to two pieces, a hull and a deck.
Sure.
In a fiberglass boat. So, you can customize the boat without actually spoiling it, you know, to your own liking. And then if you need to, put it back again as it was before.
Certainly, yeah. Going forward then, of course, Peel Sailing Club are running this new event. So what would you encourage people who are quite saddened by this loss to do now?
Well, attend Peel Sailing and Cruising Club's event. Trad boats will come. You know, some of the boats came last year that would have been regulars at our event, just because they like to come to Peel. Mm-hmm. And I think they like the taste of the beer.
And, can't blame them.
No, I don't blame them either. And so, yeah, come out and look at Peel Sailing Club's event, and there should be lots of boats. And their plans are to put more things on in the town as well, because their ethos is about making an event of it rather than ours, which was to nurture an interest amongst the owners. It was always focused on the boats and the owners.
Certainly. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
I'd just like to thank the committee that helped me through the years. Scutch, as he's known in Peel, Michael Horn, his wife Marie, who was our treasurer, and Emma Chase. Those were the final four members of the committee. And also the people, the regular helpers who came out every year to help us on the day, Julie, they know who they are, Julie, Isabel, Lynn, and a few others that I can't remember on the spot now. But their help was invaluable over the years too, and we relied on them very much. And our sponsors, that, you know, there was one, Muffins in Peel, gave us bread for the entrance, because we fed the entrance through the weekend.
Yeah.
Gave us bread for the entrance from the first event till they closed the shop a couple of years ago, without ever charging us a penny.
That's community for you there, isn't it?
That's community. Yeah, absolutely. They just believed in the event and supported it with effort. So to all our sponsors, really, Bushy's Brewery also, that gave us cash every year and never asked for anything back, really. So, yeah, our sponsors, we couldn't have done it without them.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.